Welcome back to another broadcast. I'm in Psalm chapter 147, and we're looking at verse number 3. It says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." I have that verse highlighted in my Bible because it really means a lot to me, because that's really what the Lord wants to do in each of our lives. We've all been hurt. We've all had struggles. We've had people hurt us, people fail us, people attack us. But as I look at this verse, I think of another category of people. And these are people who have experienced some form of trauma in their lives. You usually will not hear much of the topic of trauma discussed in the churches today. I've never heard a message about trauma. I've never heard a message about how to reach out to someone who has experienced trauma. And as I think about it, there are a large chunk of our population, in fact, more than 13 million people, have experienced a traumatic event that is turned to a familiar phrase or label, a post-traumatic stress disorder. And I want to talk to you today on this broadcast, and it's probably going to take me, I'm going to guess, about 3 broadcasts to cover this topic. So as you listen to it today, and as you hear it, and hopefully it will be a help to you, I want you to reach out to other people and invite them to listen. Please feel free to contact me, and I would love to try and find some way to get a copy of this message to you. It'll be too big to email, but I do have a Dropbox account that if you have a Dropbox account, I could always share a file with you, and that way you would be able to download it, because they're going to be about 35 megabytes apiece. So it's relatively large an audio file. But let's get with the study today. I want to talk about trauma. What is trauma? Trauma is a deeply distressing or disturbing experience, which causes intense feelings of fear, helplessness, or horror. That's what trauma is. What are some types of events that would be categorized as traumatic events? How about physical, psychological, or sexual abuse of a child? This is so prevalent today. Physical abuse of children is very prevalent today. Psychological abuse, and that is a parent yelling and screaming at their child, a person telling their child that if you do this, I'm going to get rid of you, a parent telling their child, I can't stand you kids, I wish I never had you, I wish you never lived here. And that type of constant abuse turns into a traumatic event for a child. And then, of course, there's sexual abuse of a child. There are other events that can happen to individuals as their children, and that would be them being abandoned. A parent just leaving their children for days on end, or leaving and never coming back, and then they become part of the social service system. This can also fall, an abandonment can also be failing to meet a child's basic needs. You say, does this really happen? Oh, I can think of somebody that I personally know that they had a lot of problems in their life. In their own life, they had emotional struggles, and they wound up trying to deal with those by using drugs in an illegal fashion. And then, of course, they had still issues that they've not dealt with, and they were not resolved successfully. They wound up having some children. I guess they didn't love them or they hated them. I remember hearing about this individual burning their child with a cigarette, or having their child stand in a certain spot and not allowing them to use the bathroom, and told them that if they have an accident that they're going to then beat them. And of course, the child would stand there for hours until finally couldn't hold it any longer. And then, of course, they would wet themselves, and then they would beat them, put them in an ice cold bath. There are people that are dealing with issues in their life, and they take them out on children. And now these children are grown up. And what has happened? Did it happen that they just grew up, and as they got older, those problems went away? No, they were still traumatic events that happened in the lives of them when they were children. And they carried those traumatic events into their adulthood. And now they're manifesting themselves in certain ways, which we'll talk about later on. There's some traumatic events that can take place in a household, and I already touched on this in one way, and that is substance abuse. There are children who are growing up in homes where the parents are addicted to drugs. Children see this drug culture. They see their parents using drugs, or if they don't see the actual use, they deal with the result of their parent now being high on those drugs and exhibiting behaviors that are associated to being under the control of that substance. There's divorce and separation. You put a child in a home where he lives with mom and dad until they're about the age of 6 or 7 and have them split up, and that is a traumatizing experience for that child. Having somebody in a home that is mentally ill, whether they have a label on them or not, but they, if we could get a hold of them and get them diagnosed and find out that they have a mental illness, that's saying they're acting in ways that are not according to the norms of society. And people growing up in homes like that, that is a traumatic experience. Domestic violence, children seeing dad plummet mom, beat her, punch her, kick her. What does it do to a child? What does it do as they lie in their bed and hear their parents going at it? It's a traumatic experience because what does it do? It causes intense feelings of fear, helplessness, and horror. Whether they are the ones getting hit or not, they are experiencing intense feelings of fear and helplessness. And then instead of divorce, this is very similar to it, one of the parents gets taken out of the home because they're imprisoned. And that can be shattering to the home. How many people do you know, as a young boy or young girl, they had to bury their mom or they buried their father and they stood by a casket, or they stood at the graveside and they lost their dad? I could think of a girl that I went to school with during the summer of, I think it was probably 1968, her father had drowned in a canoeing accident, and it just really devastated this girl, and her life was radically changed. And the behaviors that she exhibited after that were nothing like how she acted in the previous grades as I went to school with her. What was the cause for that? This girl experienced intense feelings of fear and helplessness, and maybe even to some degree for her horror because of the death of her father. And I don't even know if she saw that event take place. And then there's war. War is an ugly thing. It's been happening for as long as mankind has been on the earth. It will continue to happen until Jesus Christ rules and reigns on the earth. Because as long as men want power and there's evil, there will be war. And so we see our men and our women, and they go out to war and they come back and they've seen horrendous, horrendous events. They've seen best friends die in front of them, and sometimes not just being shot, but their body torn, and seeing people that they know just annihilated, just their body completely destroyed. And these events for them have traumatized them. It's kind of like the event goes and wounds into the deepest inner part of that person's being. And when that wound takes place, that's a traumatic event. Natural disaster, a person who's in a house that's ablaze and them trying to get out, and they eventually do get out, but what they experience in trying to escape the fire, the tornado, or an auto accident, all of these things are traumatic events. And then I'll just share two more, but this is not an exhaustive list. Being raped and violent crime. I could think of my mother. She had remarried, and the man that she married was, before she knew him, he had managed a restaurant. And late at night, when he was ready to lock things up, some people broke in, and they wound up robbing him. They had him on his knees. They had a gun to his head, and he's figuring, this is it. I am going to die. And they wound up, they didn't kill him. They didn't shoot him, but they did rob him, and that man wound up experiencing what we call post-traumatic stress disorder. And I remember my mother telling me what he would go through before they go to bed. You know, he would lock the doors. I don't know if you ever watched the old sitcom Get Smart with Don Knotts. And if you're old enough to remember that, or you watched it recently, you know, he's a spy for the United States. And in his apartment, he has like six or seven locks on the door, chain, bolt, this lock, that lock. And that's kind of how my mother's house was. They had a bolt. They had a lock. They had one of those sticks with a Y at the top. You know, you put it up against the door handle and so that they can't push the door open. He had one on the front door. He had one on the back door. And then he'd get into bed. And then he'd be laying there trying to go to sleep, and then he'd wonder, did he lock the front door? Did he turn off the stove? And so he'd get up, he'd go check the front door, it's okay. Check the back door, it's okay. He checked the stove or the oven, it's okay. And then he'd go back to bed. And then about 10 minutes later, he wondered, well, did he lock the basement door? And then he'd get up. He would go through this routine a few times before he could finally settle down. Drove my mother crazy, practically. But what was his problem? He didn't have a problem. What happened was something terrible happened to him. Somebody stuck a pistol to his head, threatened to take his life as they were robbing him. He experienced an intense emotional experience that brought him intense feelings of fear, helplessness, and horror. And there are people that experience these things every day. What are symptoms that these people will have if they've been through some type of traumatic event? They might have something like disturbing thoughts or intrusive images. So constantly things come back into their mind, images of what that event was or thoughts about that event. Disturbing dreams. They try to go to sleep, and while they're sleeping, thoughts about that event continue to haunt them. Now, we're not talking about a person who's been in an accident and that night they have a bad dream about the accident. I think if I was in an auto accident, probably that night I would have a dream about the auto accident. But we're talking about some period of time later. It can even be years after the event, they'll still have disturbing dreams. They have a lack of interest in important activities, events, or even holidays. They just have no interest in them. They feel like they're just detached from the world. They can't experience emotions like everybody else. They don't have that full range like you and I do. They have a pessimistic attitude regarding the future. It just looks bleak and dark. Sleep disturbances. They can't concentrate. They're hypervigilant, like I described my mother's husband. Sadness, guilt that's not associated with sin. Sadness, guilt, and depression. They may be using alcohol or drugs. They have suicidal thoughts. There's a pattern of interpersonal conflict. So a person who has experienced trauma, if it's really still prevalent in their lives and they're experiencing the ramifications of it, they're going to have a difficult time getting along with people. So if you know somebody that just has a hard time getting along with other people, you need to ask yourself, what was happening maybe in their life recently or a long time ago in their life? Verbal or physical threats, or verbal or physical behavior, an inability to maintain employment. And this would be due to not having the ability to get along with an authority or not having the ability to get along with coworkers. And there's constant conflict. So we're talking about traumatic events that have happened in somebody's life that's wounded them to the deepest part of their being, which causes intense feelings of fear, helplessness, and horror. And we've seen some examples of what the effects of trauma would be, and we've seen different types of trauma. So what I'm going to talk about in my next broadcast would be a few statistics about trauma, and then I'm going to say, hey, does the Bible talk about trauma? I think it definitely does, and we will take a look at the life of Job, because he experienced several traumatic events in his life. So until the next time, God bless.